Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and my co-host, Brown Sugar. Of course, we want to hear from you, so give us a call, 347-826-7435. That's the call-in number. Once again, 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to call us, you can always email us. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, we are always open to emails. Once again, that's smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com if you're afraid to call. Or you can social network with us. At on my Facebook page, it is the Smooth Drama Group. You add us, or you ask myself or Mr. J, and we will add you to the Smooth Drama Group on Facebook, or you can follow me on Twitter, or anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add me, and I'll add you back, and we can talk taste on it. In the meantime, in between time, I just found out that there is a new syndrome, Brown Sugar. You want to know what it is?
And what might that be? Yes, I'm very interesting.
Is the dead butt syndrome.
The what?
Yes. It's called dead butt syndrome. Or the technical term is gluteal amnesia. And supposedly it's a condition that occurs when your gluteus medius gets inflamed and forgets to function normally. So if you're walking around and if your ass forgets to switch when you're walking, that's what that is. You have gluteal amnesia, or I'll just say it in regular terms, dead booty syndrome. So ladies, if you feel like your ass is not working properly, you may need to go to the doctor and say, "Doctor, I think I have gluteal amnesia."
So is there a cure? Is there medicine? Is there exercises?
Well,
what can be done?
So supposedly, sitting too long, it restricts the blood flow. So, you know, if you're sitting from time to time, if you got one of them jobs, you may want to stand up. And flex your cheeks a little bit. Just let them, you know, just like flex your cheeks so that your booty can remember that there's supposed to be some blood flow in there.
Okay. Well, what about the ladies who aren't as well endowed, I guess, for lack of a better word?
You still can sit too long and restrict that blood flow. And it'll cause hip pain, lower back ache, and problem with your ankle. So they say that the glutes will fail to fire properly, even when performing exercises targeting your glutes. So I didn't know that women's ass fired. I know now. So I can get out the way so I don't catch them. Them salvos, them butt shots, is that what they call it? They call it a butt shot, an ass shot, I don't know.
What's a butt fire? Like, what is that?
It fails to fire properly. So if you're, if you're walking, whatnot, your ass won't work right. So
see, that's
I
my thing. So what if you don't have a lot to work with anyway, so it doesn't move anyway?
Well, you may not know.
Yeah.
So you may have dead booty syndrome and not know it.
All your life. All your life, maybe.
Yeah. So
yeah.
So basically, I mean, it's sort of like, remember they had that when they were doing the breast cancer, when they were doing that, and they said, have your partner check for lumps.
Yeah.
So now, ladies, you're going to have somebody, like, you know, check your booty for gluteal amnesia. So I'm sure there are no shortage of people, guys, whoever, want to help you out. Like, hey, can you feel my ass to make sure my ass hasn't forgotten to be an ass?
Is there numbness or tingling? How would I know, like, the symptoms? Are there symptoms to it?
Yeah, if you have hip pain, lower back ache, and problem with your ankle. So
you might just have that.
Hey, I'm just saying what they say.
Yeah, I'm not shooting the messenger. I'm not shooting the messenger.
Okay. Donovan Green, he said, hey, if you don't get it checked out. And Kelly Starrett from, she's the founder of Stand Up Kids. He wants you to stand up. They say that your ass isn't designed to bear weight for long periods. So spending so much time on your ass decreases your body's ability to use your incredibly powerful gluteus muscles when they're needed.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay.
There's a whole movie that can go with that statement right there. Those incredibly powerful gluteus muscles.
What are you thinking of, a superhero movie?
I'm just thinking of any video at this point. It's like if there's a gluteus video where maybe this is what we can do here at Smooth Drama. We can have a seminar on how to keep your butt from getting amnesia. Because ladies, I don't want you to have back pain or ankle problems or hip pain. You know? So I'm gonna declare. Let's say next Thursday is National Smooth Drama Rub Your Partner's Booty Day. So you find somebody to rub your cheeks, get the blood flow going.
Well, I am always up for a massage, so I will not shy away from that. A massage is a good thing.
But this is therapeutic, though.
Exactly, I agree. It is. That's what I'm saying. I would not be mad at that.
Next week, y'all. Next week, want y'all posting on the Smooth Drama site somebody with their hand on your ass. You know, sort of like, remember they had them pictures. Even Janet Jackson did it, where she took the picture and the dude had his hands on her breast, like the breast cancer thing. This is gluteal amnesia prevention. We're gonna make this a whole
thing. Like a movement. Okay, sounds like a movement to me.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, man, I'm spearheading this. You know.
Are you now?
I'm a spearhead. This one is close to my heart here. You know, I don't want no woman to be out here with these pains.
And who says it just has to be for women though? Guys can participate as well, right?
Right.
I know a few guys.
Right. Lady, you know, if you know, you, hey, I need to grab your ass to make sure that you don't have gluteal amnesia. If he doesn't feel it, then he has amnesia. Help save an ass.
Mm. Okay.
That's a public service announcement right there. Smooth drama,
right?
Public service. We here to help the adults. Stand up. Let your cheeks flex. Let your cheeks get some blood flow. All right, that's enough of that. I can't keep going. I could keep going on that, but...
I was going to say, that sounds like a 30-minute conversation, really. I'm
yeah.
just giving it 30 minutes, but, yeah.
Well, I'm saying, we can... We'll go into the group and you know, I'll look at designing something where it's like we'll do a whole PSA on gluteal amnesia and how you can help your fellow man, woman. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. Speaking of helping fellow man and woman, Oprah and Michael B. Jordan are like walking around knocking on doors in Georgia. You know, telling people to vote and whatnot. Like they're like literally walking around we know that they're cherry picking the neighborhoods, right? Because they not walking around in the hood, like, yeah, going up in that apartment complex, that a rat. They ain't doing that.
Yeah.
But, you know, they are knocking on people's doors, you know. And I'm like, you know, I'd probably been like, you remember that Dave Chappelle when he was like, you know, working hard to get Oprah pregnant so she can like send that jet.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah. All
right. So I'm like, fellas, look, it's a lottery. The lottery walking out around out there is the Oprah lottery. You might, you know, if she come to your door and you cooking some fabulous stuff, you know Oprah likes to eat. You might could get her.
Yeah, but she's very picky about what she eats now. So you can't have fried food.
It
has to be healthy.
If it's smelling good, probably gonna stop. Like, yeah. Okay. Yeah, this vegetarian, Oprah. Come on in, girl. Sit right here on my couch. Let's talk about it. Leave them cameras outside.
Mm-hmm.
And for the ladies, of course, Michael B. Jordan is knocking on doors. Ladies, please, in Georgia, keep your clothes on. Be answering the door in that suggestive role. Oh, I just woke up. I didn't know you were coming.
She may not know if they're just walking randomly.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But they watch the news. And like, oh, Michael B. Jordan is knocking on doors in Georgia. Him and Oprah. And so I'm sure there's some. There's some ladies like, you know what, maybe I just need to call in sick.
Yeah, well, that would be like hitting the lottery if you called in sick and he did come to your door.
So I'm saying.
It was in the stars for you.
That's what I said.
That is like hitting the lottery. Because
right.
You're not going to know until after the fact, even though the news is, but they're not saying it until after they've already walked those neighborhoods, so.
Well, yeah, it's in the district where that congresswoman is running.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, so that district, everybody's gonna be like on their P's and Q's. You know, I see the ladies like, you know what, I'm cooking some stuff just in case Michael B. Jordan knocks on my door. They're gonna be like, can you pretend like you killed my girl again? Well, okay. All right. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's possible.
So
might
I'm
be love at first sight.
Would you stay home if you knew there was a chance he could knock on your door?
No, not Michael B. Jordan. No. I mean, if I happened to be home and it was him, I would be excited, but I wouldn't stay home. No. I wouldn't miss a day pay, no. He's not worth a day's pay for me.
Hey, you just called now sick. Like, you know?
No.
I have MJB fever.
Yeah, no. He doesn't do it for me, so no.
Okay. All right. I can respect that.
Yeah, I mean, he's an attractive man, but, yeah, no.
I got you. Yeah.
Okay.
Just asking the question. I mean, allegedly, I'm saying allegedly, I would stay home for Oprah. If Oprah was canvassing where I'm staying in Minnesota.
Well, I'll put it like this. I will stay home for Oprah.
Okay.
The money in itself is something to stay home for. If I had the opportunity to meet her and possibly, you know, spend some of that money, yeah. Yeah, why not?
Okay. All right. So Michael B. Jordan, though.
She seems like a fun gal, so yeah.
Okay. All right, well, on that note, we're going to go on break. This is a Sky Zoo, Liquor and Sneakers.
Watching over me, 59 below on me. Where I'm standing, you think I just reach up like you're up for me. Pulleys out the air, grab a pad, let this go for me. Tying these together like I'm roping these. Getting to the point like it's dope in these. Picture what this dope could be. Diddy bopping like a Diddy out here on the road with me. Diddy bopping like if this rock is about to open me. Let it open shorty first, keep a couple close to me. Me alone, hit a pair of J's from when he was on Saturdays at 12, repping pro stars. These are those is all they looking for. Look for me to look beyond, imitation flattery. That explains I'm looking on. Bass sound, something like a Trey pound. Enough women here to have you wondering if Trey round. Maybe I'll mingle long enough to live a life. Stay around drinking long enough to dish the tape. Cause we be like trying to get this going for the evening. You standing on the couch like you want me to be a secret. Drink whatever you want, double fist if you need it. As long as you ain't feeling none of that shit on my sneakers. For real, for 2012, the only MC with a blue. Enjoy the 12, see me how I'm cheap in these blues. Know the story well, know what we on it like. Camera phones everywhere, I promise you saw the hype. Know what we call it life, living for cargo. Chain hoodies, shit is two card notes, shit that you all know, but some of you might not. Blackout Louis belts, corners is white hot, and we okay, and so are they. These bitches is from the K, that is the leader, E Bank, he's scamming like Oda May. Lana Herman on the work end, 10 stick with that, be the surface. Gordon Guard 12, tuck my shirt in it for the dub like a 20 brand. CEO with a CEO singing, buck 'em down, play that how you want it now. But it's still now or never. That's the cause the way all of the same lay together like. Trying to get this going for the evening. You standing on each other, but you want me to be a secret. Drink whatever you want, double fist if you need it. As long as you ain't feeling none of that shit on my sneakers. For real. Trying to get this going for the evening. You standing on each other, but you want me to be a secret. Drink whatever you want, double fist if you need it. As long as you ain't feeling none of that shit on my sneakers. For real.
Together, you got smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Sky Zoo, Liquor and Sneakers. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, you know, we always got to start off because it's the end of the week. We got our dumbass of the week, and, you know, We always got to highlight them, right? So, it's the dumbass of the week. All right. Always got to get that last one in. So, there's this woman, Brown Sugar. You'll appreciate this.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
okay.
She claims she's been pregnant for over a year, even though the medical tests have been negative. Yeah, she's like, nah, I'm pregnant. I feel something moving around in my stomach. She's got this huge stomach. She's like, I feel something moving around in my stomach. And even though the doctors have done ultrasound, and it's empty, she's like, nah, y'all tripping. I have a cryptic pregnancy.
Is that a ghost baby?
Yeah, well, I just thought it was gas, but, you know, because stomach is really, really big, so it's like it's just gas. You got a lot and a lot of gas. As, you know, gas moves around in your stomach because her stomach is so big that there's a lot of room. So gas has room to move back and forth. At least that's my theory.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be a ghost baby. Yeah, this white woman, she can be making it up. Like, you know, I had sex with Casper or whoever it was that showed up in her bed that night. And it's a ghost baby. Because she said sometimes with the cryptic pregnancies that take 2-3 years for the bones to meld. So, you know. Because I think elephants are pregnant for like 18 months, something like that. So maybe she.
Yeah, and I think octopus are pregnant for a long time as well.
Yeah, so maybe she's a mixture between a Caucasian woman, an octopus, and an elephant. No, remember we had man, right? So
yeah.
Remember we had what, Octo Mom? So she could be the Octo Elephant Woman.
Yeah, that's just very unusual because usually, I mean, that's not uncommon that a woman's belly would grow and she thinks she's pregnant, but usually they find a cyst or something.
Yeah, there,
so she doesn't even
there.
Have like a cyst or nothing growing?
No, that's just all, it's like cotton candy in there. You pour some water on it, it's all fade. Yeah.
Sounds like a mental disability, possibly, too.
Yeah, no, you know, people do whatever they can to be on TV, right? I mean, we know. We see it. This is the TV generation, so folks will do damn near anything. I mean, look, we got these Ripley's, believe it or not, folks, who do all kinds of stupid shit. It's like, so that's your record. Well, I ate the most cotton balls. It's like, yeah, okay. You're the record holder for eating the most cotton balls.
That you'll never be able to digest.
I don't know. I mean, because, like, you know, all these dumb records that they have, it's like, so we're supposed to be impressed by that.
Well, but, some people are, I guess, you know.
I guess. I mean, because they're on TV all the time, right?
Yeah, there's an audience for everything, right?
Not that, but because I'm just hating. I'm being the hater of the week when I talk about this, actually. Speaking of hate, you know, I there's this commercial that Wells Fargo have. I don't know if you've seen this. It's a commercial. They talk about how during the Depression, you know, and people couldn't verify their money. They let people withdraw their money based on their word, you know, Wells Fargo. Remember, because, you know, they've had that scandal. because they were stealing money from people, opening up accounts in people's names that people didn't even know about.
I remember that.
Yeah, they got these BS commercials talking about, yeah, we let people withdraw money based on their words. I'm like, I'm guessing they wouldn't have let my black ass walk up in there and withdraw any. No, you ain't got no money. During the Great Depression, too?
Yeah, I don't think that commercial is for you, though. That's, you're not the audience that they're talking to. So.
Well, they're talking to people that they stole money from. Like, hey, look, you know what? We had a little bump in the road. We might have done some foul stuff. But, hey, we are trying to reestablish trust. But, look, we let people withdraw money back in the day on their word. You think about that for a second. I can go down to the bank and say, hey, you know, I got $832 in this bank. I need to pull some. Okay. You think that's going to happen?
Now, no, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
On just that's your word, there's no ID there. You don't have. I mean, I had a similar situation I wish would have happened to me. I left my ATM at home today. And I needed to withdraw some money and couldn't. So, I mean, that would have been great had I known.
Oh, you can just walk up to the bank, tell, hey, you know, I got some money in this bank. I need to pull some.
Yeah.
This my name. I don't need my card, do I?
Yeah.
I don't think you'd be here. I think you'd probably be locked up right now.
I hope I wouldn't get locked up. Hopefully they would just ask me to leave.
Would
that,
like,
be considered robbing the bank?
Well, you're brown sugar, right? So there's expectation that you're not what's the Dalzell woman? That you're
no,
not a white.
I'm not Miss Dalzell. Yeah, no.
Right. So you're a black woman. So a black woman going into the bank in for money without a card, like, hey, I got money in here. I need some money.
Hopefully they would ask me to leave. They wouldn't call the police.
They have armed guards already who might just bust the cap in.
Yeah, security, just escort her outside, please. I'm hoping, please. Don't call the police, though.
Well, I guess we'll just say, I just caution you never to do that. I don't want to have to report. Yeah, my co-host, Brown Sugar, she died today trying to pull some money out of her bank because she forgot her ATM card. I don't want to talk about that.
I'll make sure that never happens. But, and you know, I know I kind of sound naive about the police being called, but, you know, I think we all just hope while we're living that no one calls the police on us. So
I'm just going by
the commercial.
All right. Well, I mean, while we're there, shit, we just talk about our hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
Our hater of the week is three white women in Detroit. And his brother, Mark Peoples, who was doing, you know, one of them Freedom Garden, the community garden. And so, you know, what they did was they said that he was stalking them because they showed up. One of the women, I'm going to name her Deborah Nash. Let me start off by saying the heifer Deborah Nash. She made a whole bunch of allegations against him. She claimed he was part of a gang because she saw trees painted red, black, and green. Because, you know, that's a gang that people ascribe to. the red, black, and green game.
I know that game.
Yeah. She blamed him for vandalizing local houses in the area and accused him of threatening her with a gun. And also, they said he was a pedophile because a group of children came and worked with him farming. And they said he was involved in a drive-by shooting. Judge threw it out. They said they
felt there was no evidence.
No, I mean, look, it was three white women who, you know, it's like him painting the trees red, black, and green, and growing food, and you know, being socially conscious. There's a segment of the population who can't stand that. Like, what? You like black people? You love looking in the mirror and saying, "I love myself. I'm beautiful." That's too much for some white people. It's like, why can't you just love us? So, they ran the gamut on him and tried to get him locked up for growing food. So it's
for loving the environment.
Yeah, well, that's another thing you can't do while being black. You can't be socially conscious or grow food in the community.
Yeah, I can see how that might be a problem.
Yeah. No, that was a problem. Apparently. Sort of like, you know about the Jewish synagogue that got shot up.
Yes, a few days ago, yes, I do.
So, you know, things are different now. They're having discussions about the voters are a little worried. 80% of the voters are worried about the hate in the nation. There's this one guy, I'm trying to think of his name. I got his name here. King, Representative King. He's a white nationalist. He's been tweeting white nationalist stuff. He's a Republican. All of a sudden, they have decided, you know what? You're not going to win. And so his rival, who last week nobody even heard of, all of a sudden he mysteriously got like $500,000. In his coffers. Well, you know, racism ain't a problem until they start shooting Jews. Then they start shooting Jews, it's like, we gotta stop this. Sorry when they was just killing black folks. But now they just walking in and shooting Jews. I mean, quite honestly, I don't know why they don't think. I mean, because they say, yeah, kill the black folks, and then we hate them Jews, too. Because this dude, King, you know, his thing was like, yeah, we can't have these other people's children in our nation, and they're invaders, and all that other kind of talk. And it's like, you know, the neo-Nazis hate the Jews. I mean, they hate the Jews much as they hate black folks. It's like, so, yeah. So now that they have shot up Jews, it's a real issue. It's all in the news. It's everywhere now.
Now people want to take a stand.
Oh, they're taking a hell of a stand now. You know, I have seen article after article. It is on the news every day, all day. You know how when they kill a black person, it's like, the black grandparents who got shot last week by the white guy,
mm-hmm.
And they said And his son was like, yeah, white people don't shoot white people. And the article starts off by saying the police don't know whether or not it was racial. And I'm like, so white man kills two black grandparents, just two old people outside of Kroger, you know, come they just shopping, getting groceries.
Yeah.
He shoots them and he says, well, his son says, quote unquote, yeah, white people don't shoot white people, implying that, hey, white people shoot black people. That didn't get too much play. Not a lot of people talking about that. But we're talking about them killing them Jews. That's on TV every day, all day. Now, yeah, it's messed up. I mean, and of course your president is on TV like, hey, you know what? You know what can help that? He said, you can have them armed guards in the church. Because, you know, that's what I want a fellowship with security guards.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Now when we think about it, in the church, those armed guards would be of great benefit to the pastors.
Mm-hmm.
You pass.
Why do you say that?
You passing that collection bucket around, right? And you see a couple folks, they ain't reaching in their pocket right. Like, hold on, man. Nah, I know you got some dollars. I know you gonna go hang out at the church. You know, so the security guard is standing there like, I'm gonna need you to put some more in. That's where for the pastors, you know, those ushers be armed now. You need Annie up. Kicking that money, ho.
Yeah. More tithes, more offering.
All right, exactly. That's how the church going to grow. And that's how we're going to get more security. I don't know. This is the thing. I mean, it's like your Dylan Roofs, all this other stuff. If you're in a black church, if you're just in a church and the white dude walks in, if you're in the area where it's majority black people and there's a white dude that walks in that area, ain't that like some Florida stand your ground stuff where you just, if you see a white dude, you just shoot him? I mean, I think that's kind of what needs to happen. It's like stand your ground. I know. You just, and you don't even claim stand your ground. You just shoot him. Like, you know, I saw a white dude. There's only one white dude and a bunch of black folks. It's like, he obviously was up to no good. So I feared
for
my life.
Yeah, I would feel that way. If I'm in a black church and a white person walks into the church. Yeah, a white man.
Do you pull out on him right there?
Yeah. I'm not saying that I would personally, but I could see how that would happen. Now, he may not get shot, but he should get beat up really bad. I don't see how.
We do like the Kingsman. We're going to have that Kingsman scene from the Kingsman where they was all fighting in the church, killing each other.
You know, I'm just, you know, I sometimes I just wonder. I think what happens is it just takes you off guard. You're not expecting it. So you're not really prepared. You don't know what to do, really. I think the more that things like this happen in the church, though, we're going to start being on high alert.
Hold on.
Anybody that looks suspicious might get it.
Oh, hold on. What you mean you not expecting it?
Well, I mean, who expects somebody to come into the church and shoot it up? I mean, you're not, that's not something.
Okay.
You know, that's so, just, you feel like that's a place for you to be safe.
You're not used to white dudes coming in and doing something crazy?
I would say the typical person. I'm not saying me, because I'm suspicious of everyone. So I can leave for me. I'm suspicious of everyone. I think most people, though, aren't.
Right, but see, that's what I don't understand. We know that if there's going to be some mass shooting, we all know it's going to be a white guy.
Yes, we
everybody
know that.
It's never a secret. Never, ever, 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 never, ever, ever, never.
Well, I think when I say that people aren't prepared, they don't think. So I'm going to church this Sunday, and it might possibly be a mass shooting at my church. People aren't in that headspace.
Yeah, nobody is thinking,
saying, though. So where you would think people would be, like, jumping on top of them or trying to, you know, shooting back, I just don't think people are just in that headspace to do that.
Well, no.
We would all have to be carrying just all the time.
Well, I'm agreeing with Donald Trump and saying, yeah, we might have to be strapped just in case a white dude coming to your church. Then you got to pull out on him. Like, hey.
Yeah.
It's like everybody, the white dude walks into church, everybody just pulls out, hey, empty your pockets.
Yeah, I think there was a movie like that, though, where that happened. I want to say.
Hey, you know what? We're going to go on break on that. We'll come back. That's kind of funny. This is it's HISD, Rocket Man.
On such a Thank you. bread, cross them all with feds. You know, pay them like you owe, but you shot. Don't, man, fight me down the show. Don't, for the fans, for the fans that are front row, clapping on beat, beat, falling on your feet. I know that the niggas and they clap at me. Nice to meet, I get these policies, facing up, 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 and away. Follow me, follow me.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drum with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Brown Sugar. That was HISD, Rocket Man. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Whew. All right. So, man, it's a lot as far as Groundhog Day goes. You know, it's a lot that goes on with the Groundhog Day. It's so many candidates, you know. So I think
it's never ending.
You know, we got the Coonan Negroes. We got Jermaine Dupri talking about no boycott. You know, we should speak up. You have a platform. Even though the NFL offered him all the gigs that Jay-Z and Rihanna turned down, so he took them. He's like, yeah, you know, you have a stage. You should speak on that stage instead of boycotting, because boycotting doesn't work, according to Jermaine Dupri. What you think?
Well, I don't necessarily agree. I see both sides. I don't necessarily agree that boycott doesn't work. I think that it does work. I think what would happen is they would just get another artist of a different type of music to perform. So it wouldn't be like they would be without entertainment.
Well, yeah,
they
just did
wouldn't
that.
Have
yeah.
our entertainment.
Right, right. Well, they
yeah.
they don't want it there
so,
anyway.
Well, I think it's over. I think when they don't have us as entertainers for things like that, they see it in the ratings. If somebody that we're not familiar with, Nine Inch Nails maybe, Coldplay, you know, something that's not in our mainstream, then we're not watching. We're turning the station. We're going. That's when you make your food run or whatever it is. And I think they feel that. I feel like if Jermaine Dupri truly does use that as a platform to speak out against the social injustice or whatever his platform is, then I think congratulations. I'm glad you used something that was negative and turned it into a positive, and hopefully, you know, it helps.
Well, let me ask you this question. Do you think he's going to do it? Do you think he's going to use the platform to make a social statement?
I don't know him to be socially aware or speaking out. He could be I can't say that, speaking out on social issues. I don't know him to be that person. But, I mean, a lot of rappers.
I don't think anybody could be that person.
Aren't, you know, I feel like, not that they're not, because I feel like, you know, like when they were talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce, you know, I feel like they don't speak out as much as they could. They have a very huge platform and could be making major changes. And, I mean, and Beyonce's formation.
I would argue that actually he actually has. See,
who, Jay-Z?
I'm not. Yeah. See, I'm saying this, right? He created his own streaming system, black-owned streaming system. Because remember how you talked about, you know, we ain't been treated right by such and such. You know, black folks always complain about something. So he's like, hey, I created this for us. So he did that. You know, management. I mean, black-owned management company. He did that. The black-owned label, where he wasn't getting raped by the music industry, which is why he had all his money, because it was his company. I mean, because sometimes there are social proclamations, and then there are real social proclamations. I mean, because we talk, there's a lot of people who talk about, hey, black folks need to do for themselves. But then you have black folks who do for themselves. Nobody recognizes that as a real political statement. I mean,
I agree.
I mean, if you create an institution for black folks, it's like, well, yeah, you asked for it, it's here. Do black folks support that though? Or is that
I think it's hard to support things like that sometimes.
And why would it be hard?
I mean, I'm not in on that, like the entertainment circles and things like that. So I don't know like what it means. I just think we already have issue with authority. I think black people do have issue with authority at times. So when you see another black person that has some authority and can kind of call the shots, it's kind of like, okay, I don't want this person telling me what to do or how to do something.
I don't think that there's nothing that he does really affects us telling us what to do. I mean,
Someone that's supporting him. I didn't know what you meant by that. So I'm talking about when you say supporting someone that's actually going to him and using, you know, like another entertainer using Spotify or what is it that he owns? Tidal. Yeah.
Right.
So I think in that instance, I don't really support any entertainers who overcharge and overprice things for like the working class people to participate in. So the mere fact that him and Beyonce's tickets are $500 and $600, I'm done right there, because I'm coming out to support you. That $500 or $600 is grocery money, rent money.
No, that's But I don't think that a lot of black folks is going to see him. I believe he is overcharging because he knows it's the white folks that's coming.
No, there's quite a few black people that go, that save. They save. I
okay.
know about 10.
Okay.
You know, that I know of. There could be more, but I personally know 10 people who just went and paid that amount of money.
Well,
these people have kids, they have car notes, you know, and you know,
hey.
It just reminds me of Michael Jordan. So I can't get into that
that's a good point that you segue into, because you say Michael Jordan, and it's like, well, their kids have Jordan, so if they can spend $100, $200 for a pair of tennis shoes, and you can spend $200, $300 for a purse, if you want to see Jay-Z and Beyonce, I mean, I don't understand the concept. Hundreds of dollars, it's a vacation. I have never spent $200, $300 on a pair of shoes on that. Hell no. That's not even, I can't even understand the concept of doing that. But, hey, some people, and you know, the fact that, and I always harp on it, people buying these shoes and they don't even play basketball. To me, it's the dumbest thing on earth. But that's just me. I mean, because I can just talk about, I can talk about this kind of stuff all day, but we gotta do Groundhog Day here real quick.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
What is that shit that happened again? Remember Wesley Snipes when he got out and, you know, because he went to jail for 3 years for the IRS. Okay, so he got out. He went to jail for 3 years because they said that he owed $23.5 million in back taxes. He went to jail. And he got out, and they still came after him again, and asked and said, "Hey, we gonna need that." So he said, "Can I settle it for like $850?" The IRS rejected that, and came back and was like, "Yo, $9.5 million," because you know they said that he failed to show economic hardship, meaning he ain't broke enough for their taste. So even though he went to jail and paid his time, because time is money for an actor, right? So those 3 years, in 3 years, he couldn't earn no money.
No.
Yeah. I mean, and he it wasn't like he was like a C-lister. He was an A-list actor. Many roles were available for him that he couldn't fill because he was locked up. And so they still after him. And now they, the offer and compromise has been reduced from $23.5 million to $9.5 million because they're so nice.
Yeah,
the
they gave him a break.
Huh?
I said, yeah, they gave him a break.
Yeah, you know, we shaved $14 million off, even though we did put you in jail. Because I thought that when you go to jail and you serve your time, that sentence kind of goes away with it. And this is almost like double jeopardy, right? I go to jail.
Well, it's and I think it's at the discretion of the court, though, because it's and or. So you can serve it and pay the fine, or you can serve it or pay the fine. So I guess it would just depend on what his documents said.
Well, his documents obviously say and. There ain't no or. It's just, hey, you're gonna do the time, and we still gonna want our money.
And,
sucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, Groundhog Day. Black man. Serve the time, but still don't get off.
Yeah, I'd like to know, like, the comparison. I don't hear about any white men going to jail for tax evasion, so.
Well, I'm sure they do. I mean, but
I'm sure they do. That's why I said you don't hear about it, though, so you can't really.
Yeah, because I'm
guessing
like
compare.
Well, you remember 9/11 and it's too big to fail. Remember that when so the businesses got bailed out because they were too big to fail. Now, a dude can go to jail and still get out, black man, of course, and still get out and have to pay anyway. Whereas these guys, they just failed because they were no good. Bad business.
They got bailed out. Nobody was interested in bailing Wesley Snipes out.
Yeah, apparently. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I am Mr. F the N Word, and this was another Smooth Drama production. We catch y'all on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where
in
the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.